Welcome, everyone, to Spanish Pod. Today we have a newbie lesson for you. My name is JP.
Hi, I'm Liliana.
Liliana, I'm a little bit overly excited and stimulated by this by this dialogue today.
I know, it's great. It's about something smelling good.
Okay.
And expressing pleasure.
All right.
So someone comes in. You know how you sometimes come into your house and you open the door and something smells amazing?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Especially when somebody's baking.
I know. It's delicious. So here in our dialogue, someone comes in and he's like, smells good.
Ooh.
So we have two keywords today. Our first one is qué rico.
Qué rico. Qué rico.
Qué rico.
Okay, so what is that? Like, how rich?
Yeah, but it's like how delicious.
Okay.
Yes.
This is in English. Now, I know you're going to make fun of me, Lily, but in English, I just say yum.
No.
Yum. No, you can't do that in Spanish?
No.
No. Can't really do that in English either, but
I know.
I do it.
That's you, JP.
I know.
But anyway, so first word is qué rico.
Okay.
And the second one is cuidado.
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 Uh-oh, be careful.
Yes, that's right. Careful.
So there's a little bit of danger in this dialogue as well.
Maybe. Why don't we find out?
Okay, we'll listen to it three times.
Dialogue, first time.
Huele bien.
Sí, son mis galletas.
Qué rico.
Cuidado, están calientes.
Second time.
Huele bien.
Sí, son mis galletas.
Qué rico.
Cuidado, están calientes.
Third time.
Huele bien.
Sí, son mis galletas.
Qué rico.
Cuidado, están calientes.
All right, we're back, and why don't we translate this?
Huele bien.
Smells good.
Huele bien.
It smells good.
Huele bien. Sí, son mis galletas.
Yeah, it's my cookies.
Sí, son mis galletas.
Yes, they're my cookies.
Sí, son mis galletas. Qué rico.
Yum.
Qué rico.
How delicious.
Qué rico. Cuidado, están calientes.
Careful, they're hot.
Cuidado, están calientes.
Careful, they're hot.
Cuidado, están calientes.
Oh my goodness. So did he reach for them or something?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
You know, when you see baked cookies, the first thing you want to do is you want to grab one.
Right.
But careful, they're hot.
If they just came out of the oven, they can be too hot.
Yeah.
Especially if they're chocolate chip and they're melting, you burn your mouth.
I can see that has happened to you.
Yes, it has happened to me.
Okay.
Shall we break it down for the folks?
Let's do.
Okay. Hey, smells good.
Huele bien.
Okay, what's the word for good or well?
Bien.
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 All right. And then the word for it smells?
Huele.
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 Okay, now, is that, what verb is that?
Oler.
Oler.
Yeah, this is a tricky verb because you see it and it's oler, which is
O-L-E-R.
Yes, oler. But this is an irregular verb, so remember that.
So the stem of it changes, and then you add an H.
Yes.
So huele, H-U-E-L-E, huele.
Yes.
Okay.
Huele.
Huele. All right? Huele. So for you newbies, and if you're worried about transforming the grammar, don't. Just think of smells good.
Huele bien.
All right. Huele bien. And then the answer is, yes, it's my cookies.
Sí. Son mis galletas.
Okay, no, obviously yes is...
Sí.
All right. They are...
Son.
Son. Okay, that's son. The verb say it.
That's right.
Okay, how do you say cookie?
Galleta.
And now how do you say cookies?
Galletas.
So to make it plural, you just add an S?
Yes.
How am I going to remember that?
Easy.
Okay, how about my cookies?
Mis galletas.
Mis galletas. Now,
yes.
Lily, I know the word for my is me.
Yes, but remember that galletas is plural.
Okay.
So you have to say, mis galletas.
Okay, so if it's just one cookie.
Mi galleta.
But if it's more than one cookie.
Mis galletas.
Mis galletas. So, yes, they're my cookies.
Sí, son mis galletas.
And then, how delicious.
Qué rico.
Qué rico.
Qué rico.
Now, as I said before, I always say, yum. Qué rico.
Qué rico.
Okay. It's kind of hard for me to say how delicious and be excited at the same time.
Really?
Yeah. How delicious. No, it doesn't sound right. Anyway, qué rico. So, what's the word here for delicious?
Rico.
Rico.
Yeah.
Okay, which means rich.
Yes.
Okay. And then, qué, what is that?
Qué means what.
What, so right. In a way, it's a question word, but...
Yes, but here is more like exclamation.
Okay.
So, it's qué rico.
Okay, so what delicious or how delicious?
Exactly.
Okay. And then the answer is, careful.
Cuidado.
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 Now, you can say that if you want somebody to be careful, you just yell that word, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Like, so, if you see that something is going to go, you know, someone is in trouble or they're about to do something very dangerous.
If they're about to step into traffic.
Cuidado.
Cuidado. If they're about to reach for a hot cookie.
Cuidado.
Okay. They're hot.
Están calientes.
Okay. Now, what's the word for hot?
Calientes.
Calientes. Now, Lily. Yeah. Come on, calientes, why is there an S on that?
Because he's talking again about the cookies and the cookies are plural. Remember the galletas?
Okay, so galletas, calientes has to agree with the galletas.
Exactly.
Okay, so hot, the word for hot is caliente, add an S to talk about the cookies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they are.
Están.
Están. Mm-hmm. Now, Lily, you must be trying to trick me because up in the second line, you said, they are my cookies, son mis galletas.
Mm-hmm.
What is the difference between son and están?
Well, son is the verb to be.
Right.
Okay.
Ser.
Ser. And están is the verb.
Estar.
Estar.
Which exactly. Means to be also.
Exactly.
We better talk about ser and estar later on in this broadcast, in this podcast.
Let's explain it more.
But for now, let's look at this last line one more time. Careful, they're hot.
Cuidado, están calientes.
Okay. Why don't we listen to that three more times and we're going to come right back with the grammar.
Dialogue, first time.
Huele bien.
Sí, son mis galletas.
¡Qué rico!
Cuidado, están calientes.
Second time.
Huele bien.
Sí, son mis galletas.
¡Qué rico!
Cuidado, están calientes.
Third time.
Huele bien.
Sí, son mis galletas.
¡Qué rico!
Cuidado, están calientes.
All right, folks, we're back, and as promised, we're going to talk a little bit about the difference between ser and estar. Now, if you look in your dialogue, you're going to see they are is translated two ways here. They are my cookies, son mis galletas, and they are hot, están calientes. Now, Lily, what if I took the last one, están calientes, and replaced it with ser? If I said son calientes, what does that mean? Does it mean something different?
Yes, but it doesn't work.
Does it work?
No.
No.
No, basically, when you say estar, you use it with an adjective.
An adjective.
Yes.
But it's not just any adjective. It's calientes. Caliente is something that is happening now, but it can change later, right?
Exactly. They're going to be cold.
They're going to get cold later. Yeah. 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 So, and galletas in the first line, son mis galletas.
Mm-hmm.
They're always going to be galletas.
Exactly.
They're not going to cool off and become elephants or something, or something else, right?
True.
Okay. So we're going to use ser for things that don't change.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And estar for things that change. You want to know how I learned this?
How?
Well, back in college, my prof told us, you know, if you want to say that a woman is rich, you can say that, you know, es rica.
Yeah.
Okay.
True.
Yeah. However, if you say está rica, it means something else.
Oh, yes, it does. Exactly. That's what I wanted to talk about.
All right.
You know, when you say rica, if you say es rica... Or es rico, it means she is wealthy or he is wealthy or rich, right? But if you say está rica,
right,
that means
she's delicious.
Yes, so it means that you're saying that she's kind of like a hottie or something.
Okay.
Okay, so that's a big difference. But you know, the phrase qué rico, it can be used in so many ways.
Mm-hmm.
In Latin America, in Mexico, in Spain. Okay. Here's some examples. For example, if you say, I already explained, rico can be wealthy.
Right.
Okay. But also you can say, for example, if you're eating something and you think it's delicious, you say, qué rico. Yes.
Yum, qué rico.
Yes. If you're getting a massage and you think it's delicious, oh, qué rico masaje.
Yeah. You can't say it's delicious in English.
No.
But I guess here, Let's see, what do massages and delicious food have in common? They're both sensual pleasures.
Exactly.
Sensual pleasures. Can you say que rico in the heat of passion?
Yes, of course.
You can, okay.
Yes. Excellent. And you know, for example, if you're watching a movie and there's like, you know, a couple kissing, you know, a lot of girls would be like, ay, que rico beso.
Oh, what an awesome kiss.
Exactly. So we use it a lot for not only food, but for other pleasures.
Yes, other sensuous things.
Yes.
I'm winking at the microphone.
Okay.
I think we should end the podcast now,
Lily. Yes, we should. Please.
All right, folks, if you have any comments for us, and I can't imagine why you would, just come to our website, which is SpanishPod.com, and leave us a comment, give us our suggestions or whatever. We love to see your comments. For now, I think it's time for us to say hasta luego.
Hasta luego.